This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's hot out there. It's hot in Washington, and Foggy Bottom is part of the conversation over the weekend, although there's so much more we could talk about, right? Yeah, absolutely. Somebody said to me today this question, Wonder Woman or The Mummy? Which movie is making more money on an opening weekend where Tom Cruise is chasing wrapped-up ghosts versus the Amazon woman that's into its second week? And I picked right. I picked Wonder Woman. The Mummy didn't compare to Wonder Woman. Apparently, Wonder Woman pulled in another $57.2 million. Whew. The Mummy, $32.2 million. How about that? So this movie has earned more than $205 million domestically. You know what that means? It means that they earned back at least $150 it cost to make it. Because these special effects cost so crazy much money. I think to make the Wonder Woman movie was like $150 million. So they definitely are in the profit mode, I guess, now at this point. Was it profitable to discuss over the weekend what happened in the Comey testimony? Well, here's the thing. For 3 hours, we listened to Comey, and there were some phrases that pay. And what were the phrases that pay? You know what I mean by that? When you hear them over and over again and people talk about that wanting to put them on T-shirts. So what were the phrases that that paid in the Comey testimony for, you know, for the 3 hours? And there's a couple things that came out of it that I think people remember. And one of them had to do with the media. Another one had to do with tapes. So tapes and the media. So easy to remember, because you're going to see people walking around with T-shirts that say the phrases on them. What were the key phrases? I'm just going to let that sit there for a minute. And if anybody knows what the key phrases were, I'll tell you what, I'm feeling generous. So if you know the key phrase, I'm going to send you a copy of my book. All you have to do is email me. What are the two key phrases? That would be bumper sticker or T-shirt material that was pulled out of what Comey had to say after 3 hours. One related to the media and another one related to tapes. The taped conversations between the president and Comey. He referred to it, and I know you're going to see it everywhere. Just send it me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. And we'll see if anybody can come up with that. Or maybe you can flip me a call if you want to. 855-266-2283. 855-266-2283. Everywhere I went, and the reason I bring it up is because everywhere I went, people were saying that to me. Maybe I need to get some new friends. They kept repeating it over and over and over again. So, oh, this is getting old. This is getting old. Give me a break. That really was part of what the Sunday Swirl was. On the talk shows, all the conversation was about the Comey testimony, dissecting it, analyzing it, and you could get all kinds of points of view if you, you know, depending on where, what you flipped on, whether it was Fox, whether it was CBS, whether it was ABC, whatever your version is of watching the Sunday Swirl. Maybe you don't watch it, but if you do, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's talking heads that are analyzing what flows out of D.C., for the most part D.C. It can be in a couple of other directions, but usually it's what would hit you and what would hit me. And so the Comey testimony certainly took up a lot of time and had a lot of people tuned in or tuned out, but they definitely were curious as to what was going to happen. And so that was the gist of, I think, that was the gist of what happened last week with Comey answering questions mostly about Trump and Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, but not even so much about Russia. It seemed like that kind of took a little bit of a back seat to me. It seemed like it anyway. In the meantime, while all of that is going on, another nut dials 911 over something that was absolutely ridiculous. And people don't realize when you dial 911 and you do that and they can get to you, oh, my friends, resist the urge. If it's a prank or you're just feeling stupid or you've lost your mind, you don't want to go there. The Waco police had a weird call, 11 o'clock on a Friday night. They went to a restaurant drive-thru because a customer was mad about her chicken nuggets. They said the woman said they weren't cooked properly enough and wanted to know why she couldn't get them for free. So they went on the call. She didn't get them for free. They tied up two officers on a call about McNuggets. That's ridiculous. Apparently, they did end up giving her money back, and then she moved on. And she's lucky. She's very lucky that they didn't go after her and rack up a little bit of a bill, because they can fine you pretty big for that. Because imagine you have two officers who are called on that. You could say, well, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night, and that doesn't usually happen. So what's really going to go on in Waco? And the answer is a lot could be happening. And if somebody's tied up, that could take them off of a situation where they are desperately needed. But, of course, they're not going to get there. And the reason they're not going to get there is because some idiot tied them up on a ridiculous wild goose chase and trying to get money back or, you know, whatever. Meanwhile, from the crazy insanity of chasing down a few bucks for chicken nuggets and wrapping that up, The other interesting things that really tripped my radar, I think, include the story I was reading about in the Los Angeles Times about a subject we've talked about a lot here on America Tonight, and that's NAFTA, the North American Trade Agreement. So when the U.S. and Mexican national teams clashed at Mexico City's Aztec Stadium, it's just a crazy, bizarre backdrop if you think about, because this is a rivalry, if you think about what's going on politically, right? And politically, whether it's building the wall or we're talking about NAFTA, you had a lot of people, because this happened on Sunday, you had a lot of boos, you had a lot of crazy things that were happening. You had a lot of people in the stands, of course, with the colors of the Mexican flag, as they should be. They were rooting for their hometown. And the game ended in a 1-1 tie, so that's kind of disappointing, right? The Mexican folks said they wanted to defeat the U.S., and that would have been a great thing. But look what happens. So there was raucous tailgating, screaming, burning of Trump t-shirts. Wow. Stay with us.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Like that, right? Time flies. I was thinking about this the other day, all the millions of quotes that I've heard, you know, pulled out of Einstein, and of course, time is an illusion. I don't know. Is it really an illusion? Or are we just packing too many things in? I don't know. So it's talking about Mexico and the U.S. tangling at Estadio Aztec, and I want to finish that up. So the Mexican soccer fans booed the United States. Booed. That would scare you if you're walking across the room, wouldn't it? When they played, you know, moments before they played at the start of the World Cup qualifier between the two of them, you had, of course, thousands of supporters from Mexico City were there. They were whistling. They were jeering when the Star Spangled Banner played over the stadium sound system, most of the crowd refusing to stand. This is not surprising that they weren't going to stand, right? Too bad. But there is no love for the U.S. and Mexico with what's happening right now. And there certainly is anti-President Trump sentiment that was flying around that around that stadium because of NAFTA, because of his stance on NAFTA, and because of the whole wall thing and, you know, whatnot. And I'll say one thing. I'll go back to this. I say it over and over again, but if you've never listened to this show, you know, here's a classic situation of the ostrich syndrome. So years and years ago, decades ago, and you can look this up, Reagan had a law in the books about illegal workers. But yet, everybody turned a blind eye, and the swells and the masses continued to come over the border however they could, whether it was sneaking through tunnels, whether it was getting rides, whether it was day trips back from Juarez into El Paso. I mean, pick a border crossing. I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again. I really got a good sense of what it was happening. You know, you hear about it. Oh, geez, there's this one area, it's terrible, and there's drugs, and there's so many criminals coming over, and there's the gangs, and there's this and there's that, but it's imaginary. You see some pictures, you hear the stories, but it's not in your backyard. You live in Pennsylvania, you live in Illinois, you live in Oregon, you live someplace else. It's not really in your backyard. Well, for me, it was right in my face when I traveled with the Border Patrol for a week, and it was shocking what I saw. It was depressing, it was shocking, it's mind-blowing. It really came to life for me, the situation you truly have on the border. Whether it was being in Arizona and seeing that you had three giant trucks filled with dead bodies because the morgue had nowhere to put them and didn't even know who most of them were, of course not, because they died crossing or they were killed crossing by their own people, their coyotes who brought them over. Or you saw the day scenarios where somebody paid to cross the Rio Grande to get into the United States for the day, and then they would come back at night and cross back over. And there were just hundreds, 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 and hundreds of people. And then there were the tunnels and the desperation in digging and getting through the tunnels, and not necessarily the drug lords, the tunnels that I initially saw. And then, of course, mix that all in between with those who are running drugs and gangs and everything else that you can imagine. And it was an incredible eye-opener. When you see it up close and personal, you really get it. You really, really get it. You might have gotten some sunshine on your face this past weekend, and if you are looking for sunnier days, keep your chin up because summer is right around the corner. But it was pretty much a heat wave for anybody living in the Midwest. In the East, you probably felt it. I can tell you in the Southwest, we definitely felt it, as I'm in our satellite studio in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, you know, got into the 90s a little bit. In Omaha, there's a place where I used to live, the Summer Arts Festival, they say, they had highs of 94 degrees. 94 degrees. You know what? That's when you really cherish ice. You just have to have lots and lots of fluids. Ice, 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 baby, is true. There's no question about it. That will cool you off. You know, it's weird because in New York, they say the heat is kind of a culture shock because the temperatures since May 1st have averaged a couple of degrees below normal, but they're seeing where it spikes and the humidity is pretty high. Outside D.C. and D.C. itself, that's where they get terrible humidity. Whew. And, you know, people will argue about heat, and you know you've had these discussions, where if you live in a place where it's just hot, you say, well, at least that's just pure heat on you. There's no humidity. Hot is hot, however it's served up, right? And some people really love hot weather. I mean, it's funny how we are as humans. Weather is the main topic. If we're off of the politics of the day and how it affects us. I mean, let's face it, it's so true, isn't it? Because that's our common denominator. So everybody complains about the weather. They complain about the winter. They complain about the fall. They complain about rain. You get it, right? Of course you do. We complain. But I'll tell you what, you go to some of the hottest places on the face of the earth. Oh, go to any of the European countries where ice is scarce, and you beg a barkeep, a deli owner, whatever, any ice? No ice. No ice. Oh, you have to be kidding me. And then you really appreciate the things that you think and take for granted, that you think that are just everywhere else, when you travel outside of the United States, and especially in some of those warmer temperatures, even if you like the heat. So the heat was turned up, and we talked about it with this Comey situation. This week it's going to be about Jeff Sessions. Coming up on America Tonight later this week, I'm certain we'll be talking about what Sessions had to say, what the Senate Intelligence Committee threw back at Sessions. Was there anything concrete that came out of his conversation with Kislyak, the Russian ambassador? What about Comey? And Comey supposedly was in the room, at least during one of those conversations. So will we see this as a public hearing? Will it be a closed hearing? We don't know that part yet. Because there is a push to make it public. It doesn't mean it's going to be public. And I guess the idea is if it's public, then people will watch and can form their opinions. And it sort of adds something more to it when you have more eyes on it. Or so it seems, anyway. By the way, if you were hoping to win the lottery, and you were hoping to win, you know, over $400 million, because that's what the ticket was for, is crazy high. Too late. Somebody has it. A ticket in California. Somebody has won that massive lottery. No word on any coming forward yet. Here's the thing. I wonder if they even know. Can you imagine if you just bought a lottery ticket on a whim? It's up to $400 million. What the heck? Over $400 million. I'll just get a ticket. Crumple it in your pocket. A couple days later, take it out of your pocket, and just for grins, you look up the numbers, and they're the numbers, the winning numbers. Would that just be stunning if that happened? It happens to somebody. Somebody's going to win it. So somebody's going to get that unbelievable feeling of not having to resign. Why would you work if you made that much money off of a lottery ticket? The answer is you wouldn't. We roll on to Forbes Books at Bedtime. That's on the flip side here on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Excited to be joined by Ethan Vesely. Presenso is his company. And wait till you hear this, Greg. You ready for this? It's an emerging Israeli startup with a solution for big data machine learning to prevent factory machine breakdown. So you can imagine how important this could be to a lot of people. I think it's very intriguing. The company, and this is what I also am interested in, has raised significant VC funding, and it's part of Microsoft's Startup Accelerator. So the CEO, Ethan Vesely, joins us now. And Ethan, thanks so much for spending some time with us. And I have a really simple question, but what is Presenso?
Oh, so you kind of touched it. We're bringing the entire hype of predictive analytics and artificial intelligence into, I would say, the rather a bit lagging industrial domain. So our solution, which is entirely cloud-based and unsupervised machine learning-based solution, it interfaces and reads machine-generated data, as in temperature measurements, pressure measurements, voltages, all the other measurements that are constantly measured as part of the process, in order to enable predictive maintenance. Namely, we can tell when a machine is about to fail long before traditional monitoring systems can.
So what you're saying is that you're now in a position with the company Presenso to have machines monitoring machines, and that they're better at it than us as humans.
Exactly. Yeah. You put it right way.
And so how does that work? If I'm a human in a factory, and I've spent a little time in factories, I can walk around, I can check meters and valves and things like that. I don't think you're describing robots walking around doing the same thing that humans used to do, so there must be something new here. Can you paint a picture for us of it?
Yeah, definitely. As you just described it, you know, replacing these people or technicians, which once in a while, usually it's once a week or once a month, go and check up on the equipment and how it behaves, we are taking all this sensor data in real time and using the advanced analytic capabilities that we have developed in order to constantly monitor 24/7 and with a resolution of detecting events that the human eye cannot even detect. For example, imagine that a human operator investing a failure in a machine now needs to correlate between 200 or 300 sensors in an effort to find some kind of root cause or at least a suspected event that could have led to the failure. So our solution takes all the data, could be hundreds, thousands, and tens of thousands of sensors in a facility, and 24/7 monitors them for any abnormal sensor measurement. And after finding and extracting these abnormal sensor measurements, we also move forward and search and find for correlations or relationship between such anomalies detected. So eventually we're able to provide our customers or the facility technicians with what I like to call an X-ray image of what's going on in their machines.
Wow, that has to be incredibly valuable, I would think, and a big money saver for a lot of different companies. And what kind of companies are we talking about, Ethan?
Yeah, so at first we're targeting mainly, and this is where we're more active today, energy producers. You know, a downtime, one single day of an average-sized power-generating turbine is estimated at roughly $200,000-$300,000 a day. So we're targeting these process industries which operate large machinery. They generate a lot of data. Downtime is very painful, and they lack the basic ability to analyze all the data that they generate.
We're talking with Ethan Veasley. He's the CEO of an Israeli company called Presenso. And Ethan, you're describing the scenario where I think you're saying instead of having humans checking valves and meters and things like that, you can actually input almost unlimited number of sensors in places around a factory and gather all of that data in real time. But ironically, how I discovered you was I saw a blog post that you wrote a few months ago called "Is Big Data the Frenemy?" Not the friend, not the enemy, but the frenemy of the factory owner. So it sounds like you actually have kind of a love-hate relationship with all this data.
We have a love relationship with all the data. The customers or the traditional industrial facilities today, they might have some kind of love-hate relationship with the data. What happens today is, you know, industrial IoT is emerging and people understand and they go and retrofit multiple sensors. And I just got off the phone with a huge industrial potential customer he told me, I went out, put hundreds of sensors, new sensors, because I need to be taking part in this industrial revolution. So I have the data now. What do I do with it? And this is where we come in. This is, the clear example of the love-hate relationship with big data today.
Yeah, and what do you see as the future of big data, having said that, especially when we're talking about the industrial settings that you just painted the picture for us of the companies you work with?
Okay, so, and I'm just returning from a week in Germany in one of the largest Industry 4.0 trade shows that took place in Hanover 2 weeks ago. And this is undoubtedly a revolution that is already ongoing today. And as time will move forward, it will probably increase. And whoever wants to keep up is competitive edge has to board these Industry 4.0 or industrial IoT platforms. It's led by the giants. You know, I'm talking about GE and Siemens and ABB and other giant players which are leading it. And I can see how people today are seeking Industry 4.0 solution without even completely understanding what is the meaning of it. But they know they have to do it. And this is happening today.
Well, and in fact, you know, in one of your blog posts, you made this great analogy that I think is worth sharing with our listeners. You wrote, "A client once told me that big data is like an exclusive gym membership. Just because you've paid for it doesn't mean you will ever use it." And then you sum it up as, you know, buying into this without really understanding and committing to using it is similar to visiting the gym after your first heart attack. You've got to understand what you're doing and get the timing right. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. And this is what we're doing today and trying to complete or to enable these onboarding customers to use their gym on weekly or daily on continuous basis. They generate the data, we analyze it for them and give them back all the operational insights, which later on translates to additional revenue.
So what are, as you look at this on a daily basis, and this is your baby, and it's going in, it sounds like, some incredible directions, what are the pitfalls? What are the setbacks that you sometimes have that you just move past and have to figure out and overcome?
Okay, so I would say that the main one is data security concerns, you know. One of the hurdles that these facilities or manufacturers who wish to board Industry 4.0 have to cross is that their consent to share data with cloud and external networks. And this is something, again, that it hasn't stopped us until now, but it is a concern that we have to overcome in each and every new discussion with a customer.
Are you finding that in your industry, collaboration is more necessary than might have existed in previous business scenarios because of the creation of all this data and these security concerns?
Yes, it happens. It happens because there are a lot of layers, and collaboration is very, very important. Some companies provide solutions to extract the data from the machine. Other are deploying new sensors that generate more data. Other layers are providing the industrial automation or SCADA system that takes all the data from all the sensors to control the process. And it's very, very, layered industry. And by partnering with industrial automation infrastructure providers, by partnering with data management and BI solution providers, by partnering with OEMs and ONNs, operation maintenance and home equipment manufacturers. So this is something that we work and do on a regular basis in order to better position ourselves and better get more prepared and more fit to the market.
We're talking with Ethan Veasley. He's the CEO of the Israeli company Presenso. And Ethan, our last question for you, and we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
So real quickly, given all the things you're talking about, and since we're doing this interview on a radio feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, what keeps you up at night?
Good question. What keeps me up at night is the success of the business today, you know. Actually, most of the good thoughts, good ideas, and sometimes the answers to open questions come when I'm in bed trying to fall asleep.
Well, that's why you put that tablet by your bed. Ethan, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Sure. Take care. Thank you for the time.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
His boy standing on a corner.
Somebody, this could be a lot of fun. He's in our virtual green room right now. I don't think we gave him too much Red Bull. I'm not sure about that. He's the complete opposite of many of us on the third shift who kick it into high gear a little bit later in the evening. Eric Peters is our guest, and he is a libertarian. He is self-professed libertarian gearhead. He writes about cars, energy, and freedom. Here's what I like. If you go to ericpetersautos.com, because I'm an auto freak anyway, but if you go there, man, you will learn things that will make your eyes roll around in the back of your head, including some of the stuff that we've been talking about. What is the deal with biodiesel, which is being shoved down our throat, and who is really profiting from it? He calls it the Kool-Aid of the farm lobby, and I agree. Eric, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
So, of course, now there's a lot of conversation about this, especially with the Iowa caucuses and all that stuff, and we're right into the thick of it. It seems like every day Hillary Clinton is in Iowa. So to be these politicians in modern times, you just is that what they do? They just, all right, look, we gotta go along with biodiesel, or we got to go along with ethanol. We keep hearing about the ethanol factor, but there's not even enough plants to manufacture what we would need, right?
Well, the interesting thing is that the lobby contributes equally to both political parties, and so in that way they've got both their bases covered. It really doesn't matter from their point of view which one gets elected, because ultimately it seems to be it's their guy or perhaps their woman, depending on how things turn out.
Yeah, so when you look at renewables, what specifically bothers you the most?
Well, let's see. Let's start with, we're told often about how advantageous it is to use these renewables, but if they're so advantageous, then why does the government have to force them down our throats? I've drawn the parallel with, I like to go to Chipotle. Your listeners may like Chipotle and get a burrito or a bowl there. And Chipotle doesn't send a lobbyist to Washington to have the government carve out a subsidy for Chipotle burritos because people like them and they're willing to buy them without any coercion involved. And I wonder why that same standard doesn't apply to these biofuels. If they're such a good idea, it shouldn't be necessary for the government to be involved.
Yeah, and I would say the other thing is, if it's such a good idea, then let's let the politicians drive around only on biofuels and really push that to all their constituents, which, of course, you know that's not happening, unless it's advantageous to them and they're in the breadbasket area or they're in areas where that's being pushed because of the corn lobbies there, then that's a whole different story. So it is about the power of the purse, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a very valid point. Similarly, with regard to Obamacare and various other things that they pass, they exempt themselves from it, and that's rather telling. You know, if it's not good for the goose, it shouldn't be good for the gander. The other point that I would make is that it does cause food prices to rise, simply because a lot of the potential food that could be produced for animal or human consumption, specifically with regard to ethanol, the corn, with regard to biodiesel, soybeans, is diverted to the production of these biofuels. And as a result of that, the cost of food goes up. So we're paying more for food and we're paying more for fuel.
Yeah, beef specifically would cost more. As I know, I'm in beef land in Dallas, and then it costs more, as I was talking to a farmer the other day, it costs more to ship that too, right?
Sure, because ethanol and biodiesel, it's less energy dense, so you have to burn more of it to go the same distance. So the truckers have to spend more on fuel to get from A to B, and the stuff that they're hauling costs us more because it's cost more to produce it.
Yeah, and then here's the other part of this, Eric. What about older cars? What does that do to older cars when you're talking about using these alternatives?
Ethanol has been a disaster for older vehicles, which were not designed to accommodate high alcohol content fuels. Most of the ethanol that's sold right now is E10, meaning that the gas you buy is 10% ethanol. They're pushing for E15, which would be 15% ethanol, and they're also looking down the road at E85, which is 85% ethanol. Alcohol is a corrosive fuel, and if the vehicle's fuel system is not designed specifically to accommodate it, you get all kinds of problems. One of the big ones is that it attracts moisture, and moisture is a big enemy of your fuel system. It causes fuel lines to rot out, and it's in particular playing havoc with people who have marine engines and so on, and power sports, lawn equipment and what have you. It's been really, really tough on those things.
Yeah, so when we look at that all combined, and then you look at the auto industry, if you're producing new cars, I guess it depends on what it is you're producing and where you're at, but that can be a disaster too as well for many in the auto industry, especially when they're in that what I call the second-hand market, when we're talking about like used cars, right?
Yeah, it's accelerating the obsolescence of the older cars because it's increasing the wear and tear on them and getting them out of the market. And the other side of the coin is that, and to get back to the point about being less energy dense, your fuel efficiency goes down when you're using these fuels. And that's rather ironic because we're constantly told about how imperative it is that we get higher efficiency and more miles per gallon, and yet the government is force-feeding fuels that are less fuel efficient on the public.
Yeah. All right. I'd be remiss, Eric, if I didn't ask you this. We're speaking to Eric Peters. You can check him out at ericpetersautos.com. You know, you write about cars, and I saw a picture of you on a motorcycle. What's your favorite chariot to ride in? What do you like the best?
Cars or bikes?
Bikes.
Okay, I've got an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple, and for people who are familiar with those, in particular the H2 750 that was made in the early mid 70s, and they are were known as the Widowmaker back in the day because of their power curve, and there's nothing that quite makes the sound of a Kawasaki two-stroke triple on its power curve. There are bikes bikes today that are much faster and much quicker, but they're much more controlled. As Hunter Thompson would say, it takes a real man to ride an old Kawasaki two-stroke triple.
I love that. How do you feel about, I know you wrote about this, you know, if you go to your website, you can read all this stuff, but you wrote about the Toyota Camry hybrid. A lot of people are talking about hybrids and what does that mean and should I get a hybrid and how much does it cost to me? And what did you find with the Camry?
Well, I find it now. I think the technology is impressive and interesting, but despite all the hobbles that have been put on them by the government, you can get diesels that will do as well or better for significantly less money. With all due respect to Toyota, and I like the Camry, it's a good car, you can pick up something like a Volkswagen Jetta TDI diesel for about $5,500 less than the base price of the Camry hybrid. And in real-world driving, and I drive these cars for a living, and so I can tell you from personal experience, you will match the mileage of the hybrid, in particular if you drive a lot on the highway, which most people tend to do, for less money with less hassle. So I'm very impressed with some of the diesel cars that are on the market right now.
Yeah. When you go out, because obviously, you know, you ride a lot, and if you're on your bike, do you have a favorite route that you take?
Yeah, I live out here in the sticks of rural southwest Virginia, and there's a road just down the road from me called Bent Mountain, and it's a series of S-turns that goes about 2-3 miles from about 1,500 feet at the valley floor all the way up to about 3,000 feet in that relatively short distance, and it's the finest test track you'll find on the East Coast, in my opinion.
Wow. So, you know, I said this in the beginning, too, mixing in the politics of the libertarian bent. When you look at the fact that on Thursday we got 10 people on a stage of the Republican debate, is there anyone in that crowd that you like?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. You know, it's really kind of daunting and sad to look at that field and not find anybody that's really simpatico. And the reason, as a libertarian, that's the case is I'm not looking to tell anybody what to do. I would just like to leave everybody alone and ask the same in return.
Yep.
And unfortunately, none of those guys are willing to do that.
Yeah, it looked like Rand Paul, you know, initially, when Rand Paul jumped into the Senate, it looked like he was going in that direction, but now that's switched, I think.
I think so, too, unfortunately. Of course, you know, on the other side of the fence, it's none too appealing either.
Yeah, so then what do you do? I mean, it comes down to this. I say this all the time because I'm always pushing for the third party. But, you know, when it comes to voting, do you just say, well, I got to sit this out because who am I voting for?
Well, there's lots of arguments to be made on that, but one of them that I think is pretty persuasive is by just withdrawing your consent. They desperately need the illusion, if not the actuality, of consent. That is the idea that most people have supported one or the other candidates. But when you break it down, particularly at the presidential level, what is it? Something like about half the eligible voter pool votes. So that's about 50%. And then the winner typically wins by about 25%. So you've got a relatively small minority of the actual eligible voters who actually wind up selecting the president. So despite all the talk about democracy, a majority rule, in fact, the minority rules.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And if you, like you said, if you do the math, it's simple math, then you realize what's really happening. Yeah,
exactly.
Really, really, really sad. Fun to talk to you, though, Eric Peters. Thanks for hanging late with us. And again, check him out at ericpetersautos.com. Thanks.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye. And nothing to see. Sometimes I feel like something is gone here. Something is wrong here.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.